Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
High Noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That was Adam Schefter yesterday making his weekly appearance on WEEI Afternoons. I know others. Diana Rossini, your girl.
Yep, always on it.
Jordan Schultz.
Schultzy.
They're saying that...
He'll fight you in a Starbucks.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
So earmuffs out there, Schultzy. But they're saying the Patriots are going to be buyers. Expect the Patriots to be buyers. That's not the vibe I got from Schefter yesterday. And no disrespect to any other insider, but Schefter is, I'd say, viewed, anyways, as the top insider in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know he talks to people around the league. You know he talks to people within the Patriots organization. And he's like, no. It's a slow build.
Mm-hmm.
I'd build it the same way whether Drake May was doing this or not, which I disagree with.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Schefter even deep down really agrees with that. I think he's regurgitating what he's hearing about the Patriots and maybe even what he's hearing from the Patriots. We believe in the long term here.
Yeah.
We don't want to give up on future draft capital to buy in on this year because Drake May is playing so well. Nope. It's a long, steady rebuild. If we get a deal, we'll look at it. But we're not going to overpay for anything, which to me lets you know they're not going to be overly aggressive at the trade deadline. If he's wrong, we'll say it.
Yeah.
But if I'm reading into Schefter, and I think it's a worthwhile thing to do leading up to the deadline, he told you Duggar was about to get dealt. So he knew that. He doesn't sound like anything is imminent with the Patriots or even close.
Maybe they're playing coy.
Maybe.
Perhaps it's a little cat in the grass situation,
maybe.
And they know what Schefter's going to say. So they're kind of playing like, oh, you know, we don't really need to do any of these things. Don't want to show their full hand, hopefully. Because I don't know how you can't, after 8 games, change what you, like, based on what's been out there in front of you, change the course. Like, I get them originally, guys like Vrabel and Stretch and Cal, like all the new guys in the front office and the coaching staff saying, all right, we know it's been a couple of lean years here in New England, but this is our first year. So we're not expecting to win the whole thing. We can say our goal is to win the division, but that's a goal. And like, we're going to try to get there at some point. Well, now you lead the division through 8 games. And the team that's right behind you, you beat head to head. So I would have a completely different mindset now than I did 2 months ago. And that's the beauty of it. Like, the trade deadline isn't week 1 or 2 for a reason. Like, you want to give teams a chance to see what they are. They now are a true contender, so they should go about it. Now, the NFL trade deadline is always different than the baseball and like the hockey trade deadline, where I feel like every contender does at least something. Like, they always do something.
Well,
they did something. They made transactions.
They did.
That's my point. Like,
yeah.
On the low end, you get the Craig Breslow. On the high end, you get like this giant, massive, you know, Manny Ramirez type trade back in the day. So I think they have to look at it and say, all right, obviously their phones work. They just traded Keon White and Kyle Duggar. So what other players might be out there, might be available that can help this team? And I don't think it's going to be Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or anything like that, but it should be somebody better than, you know, John Saunders, who you grabbed off the practice squad, or it should be better than somebody's like cut. You got to do better than that. There's a middle ground.
And I just hope they make an addition. And some of the names you just said, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, super high end, Trey Hendrickson, even some of the Dolphins pass rushers, I think those are high-end guys. You know, Bradley Chubb and guys like that. I don't know what they actually cost you. I don't think it's in the same bucket as Hendrickson and Crosby and whatever the heck Myles Garrett would cost you, which would be astronomical. Although Ninkovich is in his DMs. I don't know if he's heard that.
Ninkovich did DM him. We had a texter yesterday say 100 sixth-round picks.
Oh, that's a good
idea. For Myles Garrett, who says no?
Yeah, you got 100 sixth-round picks.
100 of them.
That's a Brady.
A
Booty.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to Behringer. Do that. What if you're like, we'll trade you every sixth-round pick we have until the franchise goes under? Assume that the sixth-round pick is yours.
I know you can't in the NBA. Can you in the NFL? Maybe.
NFL, I think you can. The Rams basically did that, not to the same team, but they traded all their first-round picks forever.
It's true.
So remember there was a rule in the NBA because of that old Cavs owner.
Yeah,
Ted
Stepien or whatever it is.
He was a maniac. Yeah. He traded every first-round pick he had. They had to step in and save him. They're like, you can't do that anymore.
So, look, I'm not asking for that high end of a move. I wouldn't be against it at all. You want to go get Trey Hendrickson? Awesome. You want to get Brian Thomas Jr. from Jacksonville if he's available.
Breece Hall.
A.J. Brown, Breece Hall. If you want to go that big, I'm all for it.
Let's have it.
You are a contender. The AFC is wide open. Your championship window is open. So I want you to do that. And I'd be fine with you doing that. But that's not my ask. My ask is just don't solely subtract. You've subtracted at this point. Keon White and Kyle Duggar. They were healthy scratches. They didn't suit up for you on Sunday. But if injuries happen, those are guys you might need. And I don't get why you're trading away depth unless there's another move coming. So give up a day three pick. It doesn't have to be a one or a two. Give up a day three pick to add at a position of need. And I personally will feel better about the trade deadline. Oh, I'm sure they really care what you think, Jones. I don't think they care. But for them to have a successful trade deadline, that's what I would want. I won't care anymore that they subtracted if they make this kind of addition. And I just think their view on it is backwards if Schefter is reflecting their view. It's a long-term rebuild. Hold on to all these six-round picks. Drake May, you have plenty of time to capitalize on it. No, no, no. I'll echo something you said yesterday and said earlier today, Keith. Now is the time to pounce because Drake May is cheap. Now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see him do it, but I have a feeling we're going to be disappointed based on what Schefter said yesterday.
It's the best value in football right now, therefore sports. Drake May is playing like an MVP. Whether you want to give it to him or not, that's fine. He's playing like an MVP halfway through the year and is on his rookie deal. So if you want to, you know, the amount of money you're spending at that position, which in a couple of years is going to be drastically different, capitalize on it. Get a big-time pass rusher. Get a big-time wide receiver or, you know, get a little uncomfortable at running back. You know, not a position you want to spend a lot of money on or whatever. Or even if it's a rental, like Breece Hall's a rental. And we had Taylor Kyles on last hour, and, you know, he brought up a point maybe the Jets wouldn't want to trade in the division, but the Jets should just trade for whatever the best thing they can get.
He might be right, but the Jets would be stupid to not take the most they can get.
Jets are stupid.
The Jets are dumb.
Yeah. But if they offer you a higher pick than everybody else, you shouldn't be like, we got to keep him out of the division, because I don't think the Patriots are going to re-sign him. So, yeah, all right, he'd face you later on in the year. Big whoop. You know, then that's over.
I have a feeling the Patriots are winning both those games, whether Breece Hall is there or here.
Doesn't matter where he is. But
I don't think that matters.
No, this, I think, is pointing in the direction that they need. They really should do something, and my hope is the moves they made yesterday were sort of getting out in front of it, just so you have all these picks, so you know exactly the best what you have. You know, all right, we'll trade these six or these fifths, and we know what our draft position is going to look like for the next couple of years, and you can be pretty aggressive.
So there's another side of the coin as well, and I'll just play this out with a couple of individual teams. You're like, the price on Trey Hendrickson is too high. What if the Ravens get him? I know that's a divisional trade, but like, work with me on
this. Yeah, no, I don't like that. Or the Bills.
Okay, what if the Ravens' defense is their issue?
Yep.
So what if the Ravens get Trey Hendrickson? You mentioned the Bills. The price on A.J. Brown is too high. What if the Bills get A.J. Brown?
They would be the favorite.
They need a receiver. Yep. The Chiefs running it for a while, Mahomes was their lead running back, rusher. Pacheco just passed him by recently. Pacheco's now hurt. What if the Chiefs get Breece Hall?
I don't like that.
No, so this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's not just we like our roster, let's stand pat. And this is a lesser concern in the NFL, you highlighted this, than the NBA, NHL, or MLB. But if any of those teams, all of those teams, make that kind of move, A.J. Brown goes to the Bills, they already are the betting favorite, which I disagree with, in the AFC East. I think it's much more slanted towards them if that move happens. So you sitting on your hands might allow other teams to get better and pass you by in what feels like a pretty open AFC. And that, to me, that wouldn't be worth holding a bunch of day three picks to sit this out. And I know some of those guys might cost more than that, but like, your slow rebuild or capitalizing on an open window now? I'd want to capitalize on an open window.
I mean, we just saw it firsthand with the Red Sox. I mean, you go back to the trade deadline, every other team, it felt like, made moves. Shane Bieber turns out a pretty good move for the Blue Jays. He's helped them get to one game away now from winning the World Series. They got him at the deadline. The Seattle Mariners, who got to the ALCS, they made a bunch of moves at the deadline. So at the end of July, all those teams were kind of fighting for the same spot. And then other teams around you did more, and they went further in the playoffs. Like, we just saw it. So I think the Patriots are in a similar boat because right now the AFC is more wide open than we anticipated. If they were off to a good start, but the Chiefs were undefeated, Lamar Jackson was healthy, Joe Burrow was healthy, Josh Allen, they you know, the Bills won that game. Like, that kind of, you're like, all right,
what's really their opportunity?
Don't go crazy. Like, you're ahead of schedule, but you're maybe not a true contender. Now you're both. Now you are a true contender, and obviously you're ahead of schedule, but you should capitalize on that.
The Colts right now are the best team in football,
record-wise.
Yeah, and they, I mean, if you look at some of their metrics, like, they score at a higher rate, like, per possession than the 07 Patriots. Like yikes. If you look at their offense and the way they're scoring, and they never punt, and I don't believe in them like I believed in the 07 Patriots, which I guess was wrong to believe in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Colts are the best team in football right now. That should tell you everything you need to know about capitalizing on a win.
Pretty much sums it up.
So I would like to see them add, and I'm not even asking for a high-level add. I'd be all for it, but just, you know, use a day three pick to shore up an area of need. Safety, running back, wide receiver, edge rusher, whatever. 617-779-7937. It is a little after high noon here on a Thursday. Every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock. We give you 60 seconds each on something that week. This week, Keith, with Halloween tomorrow, we figured it'd be good to give you our plans or our view on what would be the perfect Halloween night.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
You want
tomorrow night, so the night.
You want 60 seconds? You might not even need them.
Sure, I don't.
But you
never
want,
do.
You want 60 seconds on the perfect Halloween night? Put it on the clock, Nick.
All right, first things first, you get yourself all the candy that you want. That's the candy you're going to give away at your house. Therefore, if there's any leftover, great, you have that going forward. Here's the key to the trick-or-treating night. You get yourself a wagon. You might have a wagon. You bring your kids to the beach, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Especially if you have a real little kid that maybe can't walk the entire distance, then you don't want to carry them, so you stick them in the wagon. But that's not the sole purpose of the wagon. The wagon also carries a cooler filled with beers. So you fill that bad boy up at the beginning of the night. Every couple of houses, you're like, I got a beer. You see some dads and moms around along the route. Like, hey, you want? I got a treat right here. A little trick? No, I got some treats. So now you got a bag full of candy. You got your kid in there if they get tired. And you got unlimited beers throughout the night. By the time you make your big lap around the entire block, you've had 5 to 6 beers. No big deal. You make it home in time to go through all the candy. You squirrel away the candy that you want. You tell your kids we're gonna make some trades, shuffle it up, that kind of thing. And then you pop in a horror movie. Pop in a horror movie at the end of the night, and you're going to be living your best life.
Unlimited beers in that cooler.
Unlimited beer. Big beers. I do a couple small beers.
Yeah,
I do about 5 or 6 small beers.
Couple of small beers.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Or if you can be real fancy, I don't have one of these, but you can be real fancy and just have the cooler on wheels. Some people love that bad boy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the wagon comes in handy. So
throw the kids in there.
Well, we have a
candy overflow. That's what I thought you were going to say. No. You said unlimited beers.
In my house, we have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. The 6-year-old's going to want to do like twice as many houses as the 3-year-old. So the 3-year-old, and then at some point, you're like, I got to carry the 3-year-old? Like, no. Or pop him in the wagon. Now they have a nice little free ride.
Let me tell you, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
a wagon.
I've done carrying the kid home on Halloween, and it is a nightmare.
And then they're like, can you also hold my candy? So now you got a kid in one arm, you got candy in the other arm. You're like, what is this?
All I want to do is put down the kid and eat the candy. That's all I want to do, but exactly. I can't do what I want.
Wagon.
Great idea.
Wagon is where it's at.
Keith may have the upper hand on this after hearing it, but all right, Nick.
Jones goes, wagon.
Well,
you didn't have that.
My number one bullet point is wagon, clearly. all right, why don't you put me on the clock, Nick? Here is the perfect Halloween night in just 60 seconds. It's a Friday this year, folks, so make it count. You're going to want to be committed to your costume this year. Don't mail it in, like, for instance, get your batteries at the dollar store. Don't think up your costume at the last second. Costume commitment is key. You're going to want to plan out your route, wagon or not. Where do the most trick-or-treaters go? Where's the best candy? Where's the worst candy? You don't want to go to a bunch of dark houses with their lights off and empty bowls of candy. Personally, I want the Reese's Cups. Personally, I don't want any of the chewy stuff out there. So try to plan that out. You're going to want to have some beers, maybe not unlimited beers, but just take the edge off because you're going to be dealing with kids all night. find a Halloween party. Hopefully somebody else's house, your friends, your neighbors. You don't want people over too late, even though it's on a Friday this year. Get the kid to bed. Make sure their teeth are brushed. You don't want to deal with a dentist bill. Watch Hocus Pocus one last time. It's the GOAT. Maybe you've seen it 5, 10, 15 times this Halloween season. Watch it one last time, and then go through the pillowcase, eat your kid's candy, and then pass out.
Hocus Pocus.
That's a perfect Halloween night, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Go to somebody's house, because then you can always leave whenever you want, rather than everybody's at your house, and it's like, okay.
We've, Bragg, done the Halloween party at the house.
Yeah.
Don't need that.
It's a mess.
Don't need that.
It's a nightmare.
Again. Somebody else's house? Brilliant.
Yes.
Your own Halloween party?
Time to head back.
Kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, that is tricky. Yeah, that's you don't want that. I like how you're ending your night with Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
How about that?
It's been on
a lot.
Didn't you say your kids are already on to Christmas movies, right?
Well,
they've already blown right past it to Home Alone.
Well, we knocked that off. They did like a week of Home Alone.
Oh,
okay. Guys,
oh, that's
let's,
out.
Let's cool it. No, now it's Nightmare on Elm Street. No, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was going to say.
Start them young, why not?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That makes
very
more sense.
Different. Yeah. Very different. Yeah, they're more onto that street. Although I think Cece would enjoy Nightmare on Elm Street. But no, Nightmare Before Christmas. And then she just dove in headfirst to, this isn't horror, but The Descendants. You know this thing?
The band.
Yeah, no.
No, what? No, I don't think so.
So it's live action, and it's like a bunch of movies on Disney, and it's basically like the sons and daughters of like Jafar, Maleficent, like all this stuff. It's super popular. I remember my niece watched it when she was young, but now Cece's finally hit it. So now that's all we have.
So not the descent, the descendants.
The descendants.
Jafar has a kid?
Jafar does.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's all these like villains and all their kids, but the kids aren't bad kids.
Who's the mom?
None of your business. None of your business. Whoever Jafar wants.
Well, that was kind of the problem.
That was a real problem.
Yeah,
he probably brainwashed somebody. Yeah. I don't like that. They didn't get into the specifics.
Did Iago? Is Iago's descendant?
Is that bird?
Yeah,
have bird. But so anyway, we're watching that. They do like some of the spooky stuff. Jack Skellington, good stuff. Listen to that soundtrack a lot.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that one you can't go wrong with.
Not to be confused with Nightmare on Elm Street.
I have a funny feeling though. We're gonna skip past any kind of Thanksgiving, and it's gonna be. Home Alone starting on Saturday.
A lot of Thanksgiving movies.
The general vibe of Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. I feel like the kids are going to be like, all right, Halloween's great. Now it's Christmas time.
Yeah,
like,
no, I think that's fair. Is Benny watching anything yet, or is he still too little for like spooky Halloween stuff?
No, he's into the idea of Nightmare Before Christmas, but when I put on the trailer, he seemed a little hesitant.
It is weird. It's got, silly
like, his,
animation.
He's got his little golden book of like, I am Jack Skellington, that he knows Sally, he knows who Zero is. But when you put the movie on, he's a little hesitant.
Well, the little like Dr. Frankenstein, he's got a different name.
Yeah, yeah.
Frankenweenie. We showed him the trailer for Frankenweenie. He did the same thing. He kind of like backed up and like went behind the couch.
I get it. I would also back up like Homer Simpson into
the trees. Definitely the Tim Burton animation that
it's a little creepy.
Well, at one point, the little scientist like takes half of his head off and like scratches his brain.
Yeah.
And then he's like working on Sally and he like pops off Sally's arm. And George is like, what happened there? I was like, he's working on her. Like, I don't know. What do I say? Like, I don't know.
He's working on her.
So a lot of these kids.
That's a good answer.
He's just kind of doing some work. She's not real. He's like, what?
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in some of those kid movies.
If you guys want to go on the clock, 30 seconds on the perfect Halloween evening, although I shudder to think what some of your plans are.
Get yourself
there.
A wagon.
Real quick, let's go to our pal Mark in Medford waiting patiently on the Bruins. Korpisalo.
Yeah, this is interesting.
In net tonight for back-to-back games. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? First off, I just want to say I can't believe they're leaving out the 100 grand bar. That's probably the granddaddy of them all.
100 grand bar?
I like 100 grand bar. But what do you mean we're leaving it out? I mean, I think we mentioned it.
I mean, you remember the Nestle Crunch a lot, but not the 100 grand bar. But anyway, right now, I think the Bruins have a better chance at winning games, especially close games, with Korpisalo in the net, because right now Swayman looks like a puddle.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I saw this in the Twitch chat earlier. They're like, where are all the Swayman people? The guy's a bum. I mean, I was like, he's going to be worth the contract. I liked the contract when he signed it. I thought last year was a lost year. I mean, maybe that'll prove right, but it doesn't look like it right now. It looks like the coach is done with him and minus Lauri and kind of Casey Mittelstadt earlier. So, yeah.
I am very proud and pleased.
Well, they were very excited, Sturm was, about the win, right? And so before the game, they benched minus Lauri, so that was like a big deal. And then he was so excited that the hamper was back. But as we're looking through, like, and they didn't play well in the first period. They were down. They came back and played well, and they were all very excited about it. And it was like, Korpisalo was out there. And they got outshot in the game, so he was very busy. He was very active.
He was real iffy to start the game, but he settled in, yeah.
So I was like, all right, are they going to use that? Because I even said it the next day. I was like, if Swayman was in for that game,
what would have happened?
Maybe it kind of carried, or maybe there's even more momentum to it. We're like, hey, good game. That was the best we have to offer.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying like this kind of complicates it.
It would have stood out more than like an Island standalone.
Because I get, Corposalo certainly hasn't had back-to-back games yet this year. So this is definitely.
I mean, Corposalo. Oh, you mean back-to-back starts? He's only had one good outing.
Right.
But going back to Corpy, interesting.
It is very interesting.
And if they win, even more interesting.
Uh-huh.
617.
Goalie controversy.
779-7937. You can jump in here. You got a 30-second plan? You don't all get 60 seconds. That's me and Keith.
But
if you have a 30-second plan for the perfect Halloween evening, and again, I think it's a little dangerous we're even opening this up, go right ahead. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the 2024 quarterback class. Should it even be a debate? Who goes first overall? And, Orlovsky has a new MVP. He's always loved Drake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
May. There on Get Up, it was Graziano, Foxworth, there was a McCourty there. Jeff Saturday just body bagged all of them. Like, I really don't think right now it's a debate. And that is not disrespect to Jaden Daniels. He'd go number two in the draft. He's still really good. Yeah. I'd love to start my franchise with Jaden Daniels. But May is younger. May's ceiling is higher. Jaden Daniels has been more injury prone. He did go to an NFC title game last year. But when Drake May is locked in like he is right now, and admittedly, he hasn't played the toughest schedule, who'd the Commanders play last year? Like, they had an easy schedule last year.
Only at least until the 2000 Ravens.
Until they got to the postseason, yeah. Which we didn't know he was going to do right around week nine of the NFL last year. I look at it and I say, Drake May, when he's locked in, is having a season like Brady in 07. He's having a season like Mahomes when he won the MVP in 18. Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, that's who he looks like. And as good as Jaden Daniels was, he's 2-3 this year when he's played.
Yeah.
He's missed games due to injury, which a bunch of nanas are worried about with Drake May. He's never missed a game. He's never missed a start with an injury. He had to leave one and then return the next week and didn't miss a start. I think it's Drake May, and I really don't even think it's a debate. If I have the number one pick, I don't think much about it. It's Drake May. I hand the ticket in, and then the team behind me could take Jaden Daniels.
I also think this seven-game stretch that Drake May is on is better than any seven-game stretch from Daniels from last year. And Daniels was awesome.
He's great.
But one, you know, everybody's talking about the stat that he has a lot of crazy stats compared to Tom Brady, Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers, whatever else. But the one about, you know, the 100 quarterback rating or better, and it's been seven straight games. Jaden Daniels never had three straight games of 100 quarterback rating.
You said this earlier.
Six total times last year. Now, his
six total, yeah, as a rookie. May has seven in a row.
Right. His season average at the end of the year was like exactly 100 for Daniels. He had an awesome year. And that's what's weird. Like, you get into these debates and it almost makes it sound like you think the other player stinks. Nobody thinks he stinks. It was just, he was, after 1 year, the clear-cut best quarterback of that class. He was the rookie of the year, so there's that. And he had the team success, too. He got to the NFC Championship game. But what Drake May has done this year, sprinkled in with Daniels getting hurt, that's fine. But he hasn't been out there the whole time. He has a losing record in the games that he has played. I think if you're living in the now, and I'm not ignoring what Daniels did as a rookie, but I'm just putting a little bit more emphasis on this half season that we've seen. So I don't think it's a shock at all. I'm surprised Saturday was the only one on that set that would even say that. But Drake May is the better quarterback right now.
So I agree. And again, if you're talking about a redraft, that's what they were talking about. Go back to 2024 and redraft it. May's younger.
Yep.
We know the ceiling's higher. I mean, it just is. Jaden Daniels is really good. But somebody's got to go one. I mean, to me, that's Drake May. And I really don't even think it should be a debate.
Who goes three?
Good question.
Might mean not even a quarterback.
Yeah.
That always hurt, but like Malik Nabers?
Yeah, maybe, actually.
Might be somebody like that.
I like Nabers a lot.
I mean, Joe Alt was in that draft.
Oh, maybe.
Rome Odunze.
He's been hurt.
Oh, Brock Bowers. Also been hurt a ton this year, but Bowers' rookie year was insane.
I'd probably take a lot of those guys over Nicks.
The other quarterbacks.
Would Nicks be the third guy? Third quarterback, rather?
Yeah, Nicks has to be ahead of Caleb Williams right now, and they're both ahead of McCarthy and Penis Jr., I would think.
So you would take Nicks ahead of Caleb in a redraft.
Right now. Because
that's a long fall for Caleb for you.
It is, but I'm also higher on Nicks than most. So it's like, it's not that much of a fall in a rock, because I like Nicks more than most. I did like Caleb Williams more than most. I was with the Bears. I thought he was the best quarterback coming out. And now it looks like, at best, you could make a case for three, but probably more likely four.
617-779-7937. If you want to discuss this, you can. We have a Kiefer Madness for you coming up at 12:45. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people were sending you this, correct?
Yeah, multiple people sent me this story,
okay,
so we'll go with it.
Well, we'll get to this coming up about 10 minutes from now. Meanwhile, a couple of texts on our 60-second plans for the perfect Halloween night. This one, another big win for Keefe. I agree. The
wagon beers.
Even Ken ran down the hallway asking you about wagon etiquette.
Yeah, like just fill it up with beers.
Keefe, wag expert and wagon expert.
Pretty good.
Yeah, real good.
Two specialties that I have.
What a good idea. Yeah. Also this, which I guess is sort of my side of the street. Perfect Halloween night. Shut off the light, go out to eat, return around 10.
What is the bah humbug of Halloween? That. What's wrong? Get a little candy. See the kids showing up.
That's probably not a bad night, though.
You can see a ton of K-pop demon hunters showing up to your house. You give them a few candies.
So many.
What's wrong with that?
So many huntresses and Saja boys. Get ready for a lot of that tomorrow night.
I feel like if the light's off, you also run the risk of what we talked about yesterday.
Getting TP'd.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want
that. Leave the bowl outside and you won't get egged or TP'd.
Well, leave the bowl outside and one kid takes it all, and then you still get egged.
Dumps the bowl in his bag, runs off, and then everybody else goes, "What are these cheapskates? Eggs.
Yeah.
TP.
Or you do the thing
where you really scare the kid when you chase him down the street when he takes all the candy.
Yeah, or you do the thing where you leave the bowl, but then you hide behind like a bush, and then you jump out. Scares the snot out of
like
kids.
A chainsaw. Nice. All right, let me order one of those.
I'm not about to kill myself for a Skittle.
Let me order one of those on Amazon real quick. John is in Rhode Island. He'd like to go on the clock.
All right, he's got a 30-second take.
All right, John, you're on the clock. What's your plan?
All right. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I went to Salem the other day, and I saw the Hocus Pocus house. The perfect plan is to come to my house. I live near the Conjuring house. We have a huge block party. They give out candy for the kids, but for the adults, they give out steak tips, sliders, mixed drinks, Jello shots. Wow. You take the wagon. The kids get the candy. You get the steak. You get the chicken sliders. You get the drinks. You come home. You have a great night. You pass out. The kids pass out.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
Kind of nailed that. Conjuring House trick-or-treating party. Holy mackerel.
He even got a chance to brag right there.
Good brag.
I went to the Hocus Pocus house in Salem. So you got to brag out of the way real quick.
Hocus Pocus. He's hitting all the spots in New England.
He was on time.
Yep.
He had with like a second or two to spare.
Yeah.
Great. And that does sound like steak tips.
Yeah. There was a guy bragging.
Now, they might be haunted steak tips because it's right by the Conjuring house, he said.
I know. It is weird, though, when you're like, you're stuffing your mouth full of candy, then it's like, oh, let me get like a steak tips and a burger. I don't know.
Well, it's chicken slider.
Chicken slider.
But you need.
That sounds good, too.
You need a good base
mixed
in there.
Drinks.
You need a base in there for all your small beers and your candy.
What do they got, you think? Like a jungle juice?
I don't know.
Something a little. Or they do the stuff where you can like dye it different colors. You can make like a spooky drink.
Yeah. Like the Sanderson sisters, their cauldron. Yeah, something like
that. It's just Ecto Cooler. Is this more Ecto Cooler? Is there anything in this? No.
No.
It's just we dumped it out of the box. It's Ecto Cooler.
All right. You can make that happen for sure. 617-779-7937. Ooh, text line is saying the Hocus Pocus house is actually Marblehead.
Oh, boy.
Controversy.
I thought it was in Salem. I thought the whole movie was filmed in Salem.
Well, it was set in Salem. The film claimed to be set in Salem anyway. I don't know where they actually filmed. Where did they film on location?
It's in Salem. The Hocus Pocus house you're likely referring to, according to Google AI, Max and Danny's house, a private residence located at blah, blah, blah Avenue in Salem, Mass.
Perhaps right on the line. Maybe that's the key.
Yes, I don't know.
Or maybe that's Bill Chisholm texting him with all of his North Shore expertise.
I, too, am from the North Shore. Okay.
Real quick, can I hear Orlovsky on Drake May? They were having an MVP discussion this morning. I think this is also Get Up.
All right.
Here's Dan Orlovsky.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season.
I'm sorry. He's talking
Jonathan
about
Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is who he's talking about there.
He was nasty. Yeah.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season. There's nothing that I can say in a negative fashion about him. The MVP of the NFL right now is Drake May. When it comes to the value that you are providing, given just back to last year, given what's around you.
What a take.
Okay, so Drake May.
Is it?
One, Steph's coming off an ACL. So, two, Kayshawn Booty's their number two receiver. He wasn't this highly drafted wide receiver.
True.
He's got two tight ends that are certainly longer in their careers than they are younger. Nice. Drake May's playing quarterback just about as good as anybody. With the least amount of help around him. Mm. When it comes to just talent, that's not a knock on those catches. Keeping it real.
Mm. So he's propping him up by tearing everybody else down.
Sounds that way.
Which is an odd take.
Orlovsky then later,
I would think,
later on today, he went on First Take and rated his top five quarterbacks who are playing the best. So that's not like I'd still take Patrick Mahomes over Drake May. Like he just said on Get Up, Orlovsky says, May is the MVP. Love Jonathan Taylor. No disrespect to him.
No.
But a disrespect the whole Patriots roster. But Drake May
so
is my MVP.
So what is he saying now?
But then he gave up his top five quarterbacks who are playing the best through week eight, and he has Mahomes 1 and May 2. Classic Orlovsky.
So would Mahomes be the MVP?
One would think.
Because you can make the same case.
He's playing the best through 8 weeks.
Mahomes has only had Rice for 2 games.
Yeah.
And if anything, Josh Allen.
Tyquan Thornton and the empty husk of Kareem Hunt.
Josh Allen has worse receivers and tight ends. He has a far better running back, but he has worse of those two.
Allen's not in his top five.
See,
Mahomes, May, Indiana Jones, Stafford, who you hate, and Baker Mayfield, who you also hate.
I love one of those guys. I hate the other one. Kelly Stafford's too political. No, but I feel like Drake May, main takeaway for him wouldn't be his teammates stink. Like, I think he's playing great. He is bringing the level up, but he's like, guys, Kayshawn Booty was a late pick and Steph Diggs had an ACL injury. I'm like, okay.
I'm also
surprised. But what about Drake May's, like, overall performance? Forget about that.
I'm also surprised that Greenberg and the rest of the set being like, whoa!
Drake May!
Drake May?
See, that's the... that's the tough part about, like, the...
Hot take!
Some of the national shows that probably just watch Red Zone. You know, like they don't really see every game.
Yeah, but you don't need to see. He's third in the MVP odds.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. He's plus 500.
Mahomes is
125. Allen's 350. May's 500. He's third. Like, why? How is that a crazy take? He's third.
And I would even say the Allen being second is more to do with, like, he won it last year.
Yeah, his career than how he's played.
And you almost expect 8 more great games from him. And you're like, you don't want, if you're Vegas, you don't want to get burned by it. So that doesn't even mean he's playing the second best. It's just they have him as the second best odds. The fact that Drake May has the third best odds, like, he's clearly on everybody's radar for MVP.
MVP?
Third best odds?
Zoinks! Okay. But Orlovsky, well, just when you want to say, wow, he's got Drake for the MVP.
He does not.
He wanted to sit him for 2 years, two years ago.
Couldn't pay me enough to play him, he said.
Then he had him as the MVP for like 5 minutes, and then he comes on First Take, and he's like, but Mahomes is playing the best. So I can never keep
my head is spinning.
I can never keep his take straight. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback there. And on the way next, the return of the madness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Kiefer Madness.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer? Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
The suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
What about, like, gummy bears? I would totally eat gummy bears if they fell on this guy.
Has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber farting case.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
All right, here we go. It's time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And this is a story. So in addition to grab bags, which I welcome with open arms, Keefe at WEEI.com.
Yeah, send those. They've been strong lately.
They've been good, yeah.
Send those in, yeah.
Acapella.
Sure.
Some of them have been pushing the limits of how long they can go, but that's fine.
Jackson cameoed in one.
Jackson had a good one recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. So they've been good. Shime, famously.
Shime.
Had a couple.
It was quite a cameo.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, also people will occasionally send me Kiefer Madnai stories as well. So it's funny, we had multiple people send stories in, and even different news clips of the same story. So this is good because one of them gives you a little bit of an update. So we'll start with the original first.
Right.
You can find out what's going on. This is a little concerning, I would say, but it takes place in Mississippi, a state I've never been to.
I've driven through it.
Oh, actually, how was
you know
that?
What? You know what? I stayed in Meridian, Mississippi.
Sick brag, bro.
I watched the Patriots and the Dolphins on Monday Night Football at like a Fridays or something in a Meridian.
Sick brag, bro.
In a Meridian.
You're doing too much.
Yep. Yeah.
The hell are you doing in Mississippi?
Do you remember Keith LaVon? Do you remember that name?
Yes, I do. You told me the story before, but I thought that was Texas.
He moved to McAllen, Texas, but that was a pit stop on the way.
Wow.
Here's a brag of the week on behalf of Keith.
Yeah.
I drove out with him to help him drive all his crap out, and he flew me back.
He flew you back?
He purchased my airline ticket on the way back.
Minor league hockey must be paying pretty well.
Meridian, Mississippi, yeah. Yep.
How do you like that?
Drove through one night there. It's the only time I've been.
Was there a lot of Confederate flags?
There were some.
Mississippi?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say there were none.
More than there maybe should be. All right. No, that's not what this is about, but it does take place in Mississippi.
Well, a monkey carrying several conditions is still on the loose this morning after escaping from its handlers.
A monkey with several conditions on the loose.
Yeah.
Escaped his handlers.
Well, one's on the loose. I think there were more.
There's more monkeys than that.
Well, a monkey carrying several conditions is still on the loose this morning after escaping from its handlers in Jasper County following a crash.
Here we go.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this truck. We got 5 of them on the run.
So what was that? There were 21 monkeys.
And it sounded like 5 of them are on
five
the run.
Are on the run.
Yeah.
So, boy, oh, boy. 16 lopped off just like that.
Well, hard to say exactly what happened to 16. But, yeah, the 5 monkeys on the loose. And they're all, like, hopped up on different kind of diseases.
Well, when they say condition, yeah, it's not like a condition of anonymity. It's
they all have COVID-25.
Yeah. Right. You know, yeah,
and all of this.
Let's see if they explain all of them. Okay. But we can get to some of them. Yeah, if they don't.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this truck. We got 5 of them on the run.
Now, that was dispatch audio on Tuesday as deputies with the Jasper County Sheriff's Office were called out. The truck was transporting the monkeys from the Tulane University when it overturned on Interstate 59 north of Heidelberg. The sheriff says,
there's nothing more. So
live and local, Keith. You want to localize it.
It's a lot of puns. This guy's going more serious. So no puns today. It's either puns and very specific locations to the point where the address isn't good enough. It's like, here's the address. It's like 83 Leo at Birmingham Parkway. You know, near the McDonald's. Like, if you've gone past the McDonald's, you've gone too far. But you know where the IHOP is. You turn around, you're like, yeah, you said the address already. We know where it is. You don't need to do any more than that.
University, when it overturned on Interstate 59 north of Heidelberg, the sheriff says 6 of the 21 monkeys on the truck broke away. In a statement, PETA said the escape is the risk of what the organization calls the, quote, greedy monkey experimentation industry.
Okay.
Wow, the greedy monkey experiment industry.
Don't get preachy with me.
Well, PETA's pissed. You got some escape. The Twitch chat correctly points out, if you've seen the film Outbreak.
I have.
This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Now, Terp's got a good shot of this. Twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, this is one of the rhesus monkeys breaking right out.
Yeah.
Of the, what looks like just a crumpled truck.
Yeah. Oh, it's a mess. I've always wanted a pet monkey, but you're really not supposed to have them as pets. It's really kind of sad what happens to them.
Yeah, well.
You ever been anywhere where like a guy on the street has like a monkey on his shoulders?
I don't know if I have, actually.
Sure you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to open your eyes when you're out there.
Maybe.
You never know what you're going to run into. It's sad though, because I guess what happens is they like kill the mom monkey. They like take the monkey as like a baby, and then they basically train him to do pickpockets. They're like, hey, look at this monkey. Take a picture.
Hangover?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's sad. Like, oh, you want a picture with the monkey? Grab your wallet. Yep, grab your credit cards. You got that picture of the monkey, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You're out $100. Not good.
Okay.
Anyway, Another story from a different news station talking about this story,
They updated it?
They had a little bit of an update and little bit more information.
Take a look now. According to the Jasper County Sheriff's Department, several monkeys got loose from their crates and were spotted roaming near the crash site.
Roaming.
Officials warned not to approach the monkeys as they could be aggressive and could possibly pose health risk to humans.
I would say not possibly, but definitely.
Why?
If they're all hopped up on different kind of diseases.
I've seen outbreak.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't go near them. They might maybe be not good for you.
The sheriff's doesn't say, well, finish the news story. Let's see if they say it. But if they don't, they're leaving out some key details.
Very key.
Yeah.
Sheriff Randy Jones says three monkeys are still on the loose tonight. Five are dead and 13 did not escape from their crates.
Oh. Five dead monkeys. Five confirmed dead monkeys.
Like a good name for a band.
Five dead monkeys jumping on the bed.
Then 13 didn't get out of their crates. So I assume they were lost. They were just
trapped.
They were just trapped in their crates.
Oh, they burned to death. We know where they are.
They just weren't out of their crates.
They didn't have a brief moment of freedom like the other ones had.
Hear their tiny little screams. They were burned alive inside their little prison cages. Yeah. They had a tough life.
Don't worry, guys. We tortured them before we killed them. You're like, ugh.
Five are dead, and 13 did not escape from their crates following the crash. Tulane University issued a statement. It reads in part, the primates in question belong to another entity and are not infectious. We are actively collaborating with local authorities and will send a team of animal care experts to assist as needed. And we have been told Tulane has representatives in Jasper County tonight.
So the original story said that these monkeys were covered in hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID-19.
So the story that
just
I saw.
Just ripe with all of it.
Carrying diseases, including herpes.
Including.
But are not infectious.
Yeah, right. So then what happened was.
How many people have had that line?
Basically, PETA kind of slapped him on the wrist. And then they're like, oh, just kidding. These are all healthy monkeys. Like, what are you doing with them?
Right.
What are you doing with all these monkeys?
I don't know. The driver there that you heard in some of the calls said they're dangerous and need to be handled using PPE.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know the truth. I don't know if some of it's been recanted. We're getting texts.
I think we do.
Tulane is a massive cover up on this story. But yeah, guys, don't worry. It's herpes, but it's not infectious.
It's not. You can't get this kind. Like,
I don't know about that.
Not sure it's worth it here. But anyway, yeah, there's the story sweeping the nation right now. Monkeys on the loose, who may or may not be riddled with disease.
As a guy from the 207 says. Talking about Keith's ex-wife is who we're talking about there.
Touché. Down in Mississippi right now.
Touché, Twitch chat. Okay, well, that's the madness. Thanks for forwarding that along. Where can people send madness stories again?
Keith at WEEI.com. Very simple. Check that email semi-frequently. And you can send the grab bag, send the madness. It's all there.
That was a popular one. So good stuff there.
You want to send in some compliments? Maybe like pick me up a little bit? That's fine, too.
Yeah, that'd be good. Something nice and personal.
Tell me how I'm doing.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to all your feedback, including a wild update on Keon White from Burt Breer.
Oh, jeez.
About where Bill wanted to select Keon White and who he would have passed on to do so. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit, Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.